Red flag warnings are in effect in many western states as officials urge people to avoid anything that could spark a fire. Tech companies had a rough week on Wall Street. NPR's Stephen Bisaha reports the tech-heavy Nasdaq ended the week down about 4.6%.
The tech sell-off hit many of the major players in artificial intelligence. NVIDIA down about 8.5%. Google parent company Alphabet almost 9%. Oracle more than 19%. SpaceX's stock value lost most of what it gained since its initial public offering earlier this month. The AI sell-off comes as investors doubt whether the tech will deliver serious returns after investors dumped hundreds of billions of dollars into AI over recent years. Investors are also worried about a possible interest rate hike this year. That's after the Department of Commerce reported inflation hit a three-year high in May, up 4.1% from a year earlier. Stephen Bisaha, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The Kansas Supreme Court has upheld the death sentences of Jonathan and Reginald Carr. The brothers were sentenced to death after a 2000 crime spree in Wichita that left five people dead. Zach Boblett has this report.
The Carr brothers were asking for a new hearing that could have reopened their death penalty sentences. They argued earlier court rulings changed how their murder convictions were handled, meaning they should be resentenced because the original sentencing did not properly match the final convictions. Kansas Supreme Court justices said their prior rulings made clear that multiple capital murder counts were merged into a single conviction for sentencing and that the death sentences remain valid. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Hundreds of fans turned out in Lawrence yesterday to show support for the Algerian World Cup soccer team. This is ahead of Algeria's final group stage match today. They play Austria in Kansas City at 9 o'clock tonight. Fans gathered outside the Lead Center on the University of campus for the rally and to create a human Algerian flag by filling in an earthwork flag created by artist Stan Hurd. Kansas City International Airport faced one of its busiest travel days ever yesterday. KCTV reports that airport officials estimated about 45,000 passengers traveled through KCI, many leaving after Thursday's match between the Netherlands and Tunisia, others arriving ahead of today's Algeria-Austria match.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
Cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming mostly sunny as the day goes on. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 80s. It feels quite humid out there, so it'll feel a little bit warmer than that. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the mid-70s. And then for tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid with highs in the lower 90s. It's 74 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. You're listening to NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, heading to a wedding this summer? Chances are it may be a friend of the bride and groom officiating. If you're asked to call on that duty, some hints coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Cloudy skies this morning, highs in the upper 80s today. It's 74 in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka. This is KPR.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines.
We'll get married this year, and we're not even halfway through wedding season. So if you find yourself sitting at a wedding this summer, maybe offer your silent wishes and prayers, not just for the couple, but for the officiant, too. Diana Douglas, NPR News.
And all great events have theme music. Ours is written by B.J. Lederman. This is NPR News.
Alt-country artist Caleb Caudle says he's at a bit of a crossroads.
If you've ever been in a house where somebody was a heavy smoker, there's like this sheen on the walls that it's pretty undesirable, so you kind of have to just keep throwing another coat on it. I kind of think that that's sort of where I'm at in life.
Join me, Don Gagne, to talk Caudle's new album on All Things Considered. Needed some help and I felt
like it was within reach. Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio from 4 to 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org or check out the KPR app for Android and Apple. It's free, and you can take Kansas Public Radio with you everywhere you go. That's the KPR app.
This week, the president said he'll fix the reflecting pool by just draining it and painting a picture of the Washington Monument on the bottom. There, reflected. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Wait, wait, don't tell me. NPR's news quiz coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, just 20 minutes from now, immediately following Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming mostly sunny. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the mid-70s. Sunny and humid and warm tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. It's 75 degrees in Chanute, 75 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. From Raymond James, where wealth management, banking, and capital market strategies start with connections between people. Raymond James, the power of personal. Disclosures at raymondjames.com. And from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation, collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can look at a complete schedule for both KPR1 and KPR2. Listen to programs online on our live stream and make your donation. Contribute for the support of Kansas Public Radio and programs you listen to every Saturday, like Weekend Edition Saturday and NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up next. Again, all of that at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Cloudy skies this morning, highs today in the upper 80s. It's 75 in Lawrence.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slate.
And I'm Peter Sagal. They said the president was anti-environment, and sure, he thinks climate change is a hoax and he hates windmills, but what other president has ever done so much to bring plant life to the National Mall? We'll ask about his sickly green thumb, plus indie rock legend Stephen Malkmus tries to show us how to be cool, and Alzo Slade is not crazy about NPR's workplace rules.
The hydration breaks are BS. but I can get my beers.
We'll ask who's really taking a pause that refreshes on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. International search and rescue teams are arriving in Venezuela after two powerful earthquakes hit Wednesday night.
Are sold.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming sunny. We've got a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's raining right now down in Chanute at 77 degrees. Highs today in the upper 80s. It's 77 in Topeka.
The following program was taped in front of an audience of real live
Wait to Play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Next time on Prairie Journal, we're exploring Kansas history through books. It's our Kansas 250 bookshelf series.
You have to believe that you can walk into a white school and handle it.
In the middle of nowhere, you could get food that was better than you could find in any city, and that anybody could have it.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPER 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPER 2.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
We've got cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this morning, becoming mostly sunny as the day goes on. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the upper 80s. It's pretty humid out there, though, so it's probably going to feel a little warmer than that. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight. Lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, sunny, humid, and hot with highs in the lower 90s. An extreme heat watch will take effect tomorrow afternoon. It's 77 degrees in Emporia, 76 in Manhattan, 77 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
More new releases from Kansas artists, as well as a featured performance by Maria the Mexican on 105 Live this week, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Sabor a mí.
That was a great concert at the Dole Institute of Politics from Maria the Mexican. Hope you were there and got to catch some of 105 Live's concert series this past month. We may do that again sometime. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from University Press of Kansas. Marking its 80th year, the nonprofit press publishes books on American history, politics, military, and regional studies. More information is at kansaspress.ku.edu. We've got cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 80s. It's 78 degrees in Manhattan, 79 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and...
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1. Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for Alzheimer's disease, cancer, and more. Find out more about information about KU's research at ku.edu. Coming up next, it's the Moth Radio Hour on KPR.
Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts, and it ends today. Your last chance to see the Sunflower Music Festival until next year at White Concert Hall on the Washburn University campus. Open to the public. Find out more at sunflowermusicfestival.org. This afternoon, join Destiny for a really fun Classics by Request from 1 to 4 o'clock. It's the show where you pick the playlist. And today we've got some fun things from PDQ Bach and Britain's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. Classics by Request from 1 to 4 on KPR.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour. I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse. Our next story is from Audrey Pleasant, and she told it at a Moth Night that featured outstanding stories from our community engagement program. Here's Audrey.
Support for the Moth comes from Odoo. Odoo streamlines every aspect of your company in one simple and efficient business management platform. More information at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. We've got more of the Moth Radio Hour coming up, and then stay with us for This American Life coming up at noon today. Today on This American Life, Four Corners, the place where four states meet. Telling the story of America through portraits of life on four different corners in four different states across the nation. That's coming up at noon on KPR.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour. I'm Sarah Austin.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, Four Corners. Stories from four street corners across the country. And then stay with us for Classics by Request coming up right after This American Life. This afternoon on Classics by Request, it's a little PDQ Bach, Blues for Orchestra, the Danube Waves, and much more. We'll also hear Britain's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. It's a really fun Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon, right after This American Life here on KPR. Still a little bit cloudy out there. Should gradually become mostly sunny this afternoon. Still a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the upper 80s. Winds from the south this afternoon with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the mid-70s, and then sunny, humid, and warm tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. It's 75 in Atchison, 80 degrees in Chanute, 80 in Emporia, 80 here in Lawrence, 80 in Manhattan, and 79 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Let us speak of our nation's monuments. When you're at the Statue of Liberty or standing under the